Horns up and welcome to a very spontaneous episode of Headbangers Kitchen. As you can see, I'm not even wearing my chef coat. That's because I've got some crab at home. Yep, my fisherwoman got some crab and my mother was nice enough to sit and clean all the crab meat out, and I decided to make crab cakes. So let's go make some delicious crab cakes. These are not really keto friendly, but they will be if you leave out the breadcrumbs. And trust me, these are going to be delicious. Let's go make some crab cakes while my coffee is brewing. You can hear that vicious noise in the background. That's my coffee. Let's go make some crab cakes. So to make the crab cakes, we're going to start with an egg. And we're going to add some mayonnaise, some mustard, some garlic powder, some cayenne pepper, some salt and some pepper. And then we're going to give this a good whisk till it's nice and smooth. Once that's done, we're going to add in our delicious crab meat, and I'm also going to add in some onions, some fresh coriander, and some breadcrumbs. And then you give this all a good mix. And that's it. That's your crab cake ready right there. So now we're going to shape our crab cakes, and we're just going to use a standard cookie cutter to do this. And it's that easy. Your crab cake is ready to go into the frying pan. So now we're going to get our pan on the gas and heat up some olive oil, and then we're going to fry the crab cakes on either side for about 3 to 4 minutes on a low to medium flame and get that delicious golden brown color. And that's it, your crab cakes are ready. Alright guys, so I got my dad here once again to taste the food I made, and my mother refused to be on the show for, well, reasons known best to her. You know what, maybe if one of you guys wants to come on the show next time and taste some of the food I make, give the video a thumbs up. Anyway, Dad, you ready to taste?
Yeah. You know, guys, I'm standing beside the chef son of mine. He's constantly trying various things, and I'm the guinea pig, but believe me, I love every minute of it. It's a crab cake. My only other exposure to it has been internationally. Let me see what this domestic cake tastes like. Here's a piece.
Crabby.
For one, loads of crab. Not all the other mush they put to... Crab is expensive, you know that. But it's great. It's got body, it's got texture. You can feel the crab in every bite. In fact, it's all crab.
And I'm getting that lovely crunch of the onion also.
And you know the amazing part? Two bites, not a bit of shell. Which is normally something that happens in every damn crab cake. Somewhere along the line, you get a better shell. Very carefully done.
He can talk, I'm just gonna eat. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do give the video a thumbs up, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll see you on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. Cheers and keep cooking.
You guys.